Today's daf is Gittin, daf Pei Vav, and we are on Pei Hei Amid Beis on the last line, and we are continuing discussing the language, the specific nusach in the get. So we had, on yesterday's Mishnah, a discussion between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. What is the gufo shel get? What is the basic language of the get? The Tanakama quoted, Harehu gufo shel get, harei at muteres l'chol adam. And Rabbi Yehuda added on an Aramaic phrase that emphasizes that it is the get itself that is what is the mechanism of divorce. V'dein di'avi l'chiminoi, this is what you have from me, and this is what allows you to marry anyone you want. That is what the Mishnah says. So part of, and then Rava added on, Rava in the last couple of lines on Pehem Abeis, Rava added on, this is what is written, Ploni divorces Plonis, and she's allowed to get married. From Miyoma Dinan Ula Alam, from today and forever. So the Gemara is about to wonder what is the emphasis of that phrase, from today and forever. So last line, Miyoma Dinan La Afuke Midi Rabbi Yossi, from today, that's going against Rabbi Yossi, meaning from today, meaning the day the get is given, not Rabbi Yossi. What does Rabbi Yossi say? To Amar, Zbano Shoshar Mochiach Alav. Remember, Rabbi Yossi says that if you have a date written in the shtar, it's obviously written there for a reason. It must be that you want the chalos to start from the day that the date is written. Because why else would you have that date there? Right? We had this earlier in the Masechta. So Miyoma Danan is emphasizing that, no, you have to write Miyoma Danan, because if you wouldn't write Miyoma Danan, it would not go from the date that it is written. So that's the Miyoma Danan. Look at Rashi, bottom Rashi. Miyoma Danan la alam la fuki mi de Rabbi Yossi, de Omar. Ain't sarach lichtov me hayom beget. Rabbi Yossi holds you don't have to write me hayom miyoma denan because it's automatic. Deshchiv meira desmanos shastar mochiach alav. For lo avik a gel lachar misa. If a man like the cases that we had earlier, that if somebody wants to give a gel lachar misa, so generally the Tanakama assumed in all those cases there's a difference between laachar misa and me hayom. Rabbi Yossi assumes that it's automatically me hayom because that otherwise would why else would you write in the date? So it must be that you want it to take effect from the date. Lakach tiken Rava bekal agitin lios asofrim regilin bo. That's why Rava was masaking that all gitin, all sofrim should be rugil to write this in the get. Even though says Rashi, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. V'yavakat the kaimel like Rabbi Yossi beinan laafuke nafshin miplugta. When it comes to Gittin, we want to be above and beyond, not have any sveikus, not have any worry, not have any issues. Even though Maker didn't, we might pass on like Rabbi Yossi, we want to make sure that everything is totally clean and there are no issues. That is number one. Interesting, the Shiram Siyana Balacha here points out that yes, in the world of Gittin, we generally are super machmir. We're worried about yichus, we're worried about any questions of sveikas and the vlados, and we do everything we can. The Kfar Hevenu, he quotes, mikama poskim, she daktiku b'shemos u b'shar dvarim b'inyan get, dein matirin kolkach b'nikal iser esh azish. Right? We go above and beyond. We've seen throughout the Masechta various higher standards by get than by other areas of halacha. Why? So explains the Shiram Sin of halacha. To call chashiv asam Yisrael sheyesh lam yachas v'nikiyim michshash mamzeres chas v'shalom. Because we take special pride in our yichus, in our family life, and in our lineage. Right? As Rashi says on the pasuk of Parshas Pinchas. Remember when Hashem puts the hey and the yud by all of the names, mishpachas achanochi, mishpachas apalui, and Rashi there quotes, because Hashem is mayid that these families are the families. He puts his name connected, right? Only one of them has a yud and a hay, so that's why you don't need Hashem to put it there. But all the others, that's special. In Yanei Arayis and Amzeris, we have a higher standard. That's why, even though Eid Echad Eme Bisurin, but Ein Davar Shebe'er B'Pachas Bishnayim, even the basis for those two areas of Halacha, right? Why is there a difference? Arayis is also Isurim. The Halacha demands, the Torah demands, a higher standard when it comes to issues of marriage, of getting into a marriage, of getting out of a marriage. But the point I wanted to bring out was the Shiram Sinai Balacha that says, it is though ironic, it's not contradictory, but it's ironic that within a marriage, we do everything we can to be makel. To stop a marriage, to change a marriage, gerushin, eshazish, we're trying to be machmir and have the highest standards. But within a marriage, hilchas nida, That's one of the areas that we try to be as makel as possible. And that's the note to be Yehuda's Ha'ara on the Gemara in Brachas Dav Dalet, where it says, David HaMelech says, all the other malachim sleep all day, and I wake up early, and I have my hands in the shvir, in the shil yilatar ishal abayla. I'm trying to figure out, to be able to be metaher a wife to her husband. And the note to be Yehuda's Medayik. Why does the David HaMelech say, I'm shakua in this area of halacha to figure out what the halacha is? Doesn't say that. It says, I'm trying to figure out, letar isha labayla. Unlike almost all other areas of halacha where there is total objectivity, by hilchas nida, taras mishpacha, there is objectivity, but a posik does everything he can to be makel. That's the attitude that a posik has in hilchas nida. Try to be makel unless you really have to be machmer. You have to be machmer sometimes. You have to be machmer. There's no choice. But if one can work to try to be matar isha labayla, that is what one tries to do, and that's what the note of Yehuda says in Madura Kama, Yaradeya, Simin Mem Gimo. So that's within a marriage. So we have to break a marriage or to create a marriage. That's where we have a higher standard. And within a marriage, we have not a lower standard, but just a more motivation to be mako, because we want a husband and wife to be able to be muteres, mutter to each other. So that's the Ha'ara of the Sha'ar Masiyat Balacha here on this line. As Rashi says, even though we pass in like Rav Yossi, but Rava demanded that all Sofrim write this extra line. Good. Ula Alam, last word on the Amud. And what is the extra word that Rava said? That's Miyom Adanan. That's what La'afuke with Rav Yossi. Ula Alam and forever. So that's La'afuke Midibaamine Rava Merav Nachman. That's going against the question that Rav asked Rav Nachman, Da'amar, which we discussed, I think, yesterday, 2 days ago. Da'amar, Hayom, Iyatishti, Lamachar Adishti. When the question that he asked, what happens if you say, tomorrow, bottom of pig, gimel on my base, right? Yes, today, you are divorced, but then you're back, right? Iyatishti, Lamachar. So that was the question. The Gemara ended up saying, Kivan de Pascha, Pascha. Once the gerushin took place, that's it. It cannot be chozer v'neyor. It can't be put back. Once there's a gerushin, there's a gerushin. So it's going against. Ula alam means forever. The divorce is forever. It's going against that line. We mentioned 2 days ago, there's a machlokas how to understand this line of la afuke. If you remember, Rov Rishonim paskind like the answer of the Gemara there. Kivan de Pascha Pascha, meaning in the case of you're divorced today, you're not divorced tomorrow, the divorce stays. That is what Mikra did most assume. But if you remember the Rambam argued. The Rambam argued on that, and we said, the Magad Mishnah said it's because he has a different understanding of this line of the Gemara. This la afuke means we reject that answer. And because we reject that answer, that is why the Magen Mishnah said, to explain the Rambam, that is why the Rambam holds Eina Megureshes in that case, right? Most are Metame, that we said, Kivan de Pascha Pascha, on the top of Pei Dalet Amid Aleph. But that was the Machlokes, how to understand this line of the Gemara. Okay, continue. Gufa shall get Shichur. Oh, just one other Ha'ara. When we're talking about Rava adding on all of these extra Nihugim, and ways to write the get, we mentioned this once before in the Masechta, but we'll review it now. The Trumas Hadesha. Trumas Hadesha notes, when do you ever say that, let's add on this chumra, let's add on this extra nihug, or when do we say, sometimes the Gemara mentions, well, we're not going to do this, shalola hotzi laz al doros harishonim. Sometimes you don't want to do something now, because then people are going to think, like, this is Yehari Val Yavar, and then the earlier generations were going to say, well, they didn't take halacha seriously. Oh, we're going to be motzi laz on the gittin that were given earlier because look, they didn't have this. Which is something that we can never do, right? It's never a Jew's job to judge any other Jew, let alone earlier generations of Jews. Sometimes there's mysteries, but we can end with a mystery, right? Why this generation, they didn't wore a makpid on this halacha. They were not makpid on a lot of halachas too. We have to do our best. But so it's never our job, right? Dalakav's chus doesn't only apply to individuals. It applies to generations. And, we have to figure out what the halacha is in terms of our own understanding, the best way to fulfill the halacha. But it's not our job to try to wonder about other time periods in halacha. Kadosh Baruch Hu has it all worked out. So the Trumas Hadesha discusses in Siman Reish Lamed Beis, Ha de Kare Talmud de Perakama de Gittin, that's what we discussed this, Dafhei, that which it says there, that you can't be Machmir because Atamoti Laza, Gittin Arishonim, Imke Tiksha, Hechi Nagu Ha Achronim, Kama Chumros Begittin, Shalonagu Ben Arishonim. Right? It's been 80 days since we discussed the Truma Tzedeshen. So we're allowed to do it again. Right? So after Truma Tzedeshen, you know, so what's the cutoff? When do you say, you know what? Just be machmer. It's okay. Or add this on to make it to make it clearer, like Rava does here. He quotes Rava. He quotes our Gemara. Right? It says, Iskin Rava Begita. So when do you say, yes, good idea? And when do you say, Shlolo Hotzilaz? So it says the Truma Tzedeshen, Yered, the Dvarim Halalu Tzrichen, Limud Rav. You have to study this well. Emasai shayach lomar nimseis atamotzi laz ve'emalo amar hachi. When do you say this? So he has 2 points. Number one, he says, Ohayanir lachalek dekol hecha de milsa de pshita hu lahatir uba echad lahachmir v'la'aso zehirus yiseirasa. If it's clear that this is not needed, and you just want to have an extra zehirus, but everybody realizes that it's a chumra, ki agavna amrinan lo tevid elim deim kenata motzi las. So then you're not allowed to do it. If it's clearly a chumra, if it's clearly extra, you're not being machmir to cover a suffix of some kind. No, it's totally an extra nihug. So that's not appropriate, because that's motzi las. I'll get the narishonim. Aval hecha deika sveika vitstadin sheminadin roi lahachmir. But if there's really a chshash, right, you're not sure, there's a chshash of something, mutav yoser lasas kadasu kador lagamre, then you could do it. V'nechosh lagitin shalafanenu shalo yeven safek mishanechosh lalas gitin arishonim. If you're really worried about a chshash in presently in front of you, then you have to be machmir. Right, if it's a total chumrah beyond the pale of the ikar and the halacha, then you don't do it if there's a worry about me motzi las. But if you're really nervous about a present get in front of you, so you have to be worried about that. You can't be worried about the early generations if you're worried about your present generation. So that is number one. And that's what he quotes. He quotes Rava, and he quotes Rashi that we just read, Avagad the Kaimel and Kreb Yossi, etc. And he says, Alma, Afilu Amorai Mechmiru Shalo Litzarech, V'lo Chashu Lo Azgitan Arishonim. Demashma, the Kodim Rava, Lo Hayu Kosvim Kei Miyoma Denanu La'alam. V'ayna Mishum Do Chashish Lo La Shalafana. Beforehand, he was nervous, but then he put it in because he felt that that was really needed. Then in the second paragraph, the Shubat Zedeshit adds another point, and he says, well, you also have to think, is this extra chumrah saying, it's connected, but is this extra chumrah saying, are people going to think that without this chumrah it's totally puzzle? Or are going to people realize that without this chumrah, it's a needed chumrah, but bidi eved, is going to be okay? So that's also here. It's clear that this extra lashon, miyom adonan al-alam, that's not going to puzzle the get. And therefore, since everybody realizes that, even though people might think, oh, they didn't do it the best way in earlier generations, they're not going to be motzi laz on the children, because they realize that this is not needed in order to pass to kasha the get. Tahasam yasin lahachmer v'lomar, titzarech lamod al kol osva os, imkei gidin arishonim shalom amdu al kol osva os, leipsulim lagamre. Finishtana behen matveya chachamim lagamre. It's not going to happen. They're not going to think that. And then he quotes for another example. V'chena osios deshatnis gats. The letters that get special crowns on them in various Sifrei Kodesh. Im Nachmir Lezainam, Im Kem Sovrim Anu Delo Mikri Osios Below Zion. Right, you're gonna demand Shatnis Gats in a get, right, to write all the crowns like we have in the Sefer Torah. You know, people are gonna think, oh, that's part of the Iker way to write a letter in a get. And that's why we're not gonna do it. Im Kem Kol Gitan Arishonim Shalo Zinu Osam Sulam Lagamre. Kilo Hayuk Ksav Klal. People are gonna think that, and that's why we don't do that. But avol min yom denan v'chein hariyat muteres. Even if you want to say be machmer, nobody's going to pasul get because of that. Without that, and therefore another reason why it won't be a problem. Okay, let's continue now. Second line on top. Gufo shall get shichur. Hare at ben chorin bas chorin hare at la'atzvachas. The Mishnah said, what's the language of shtar shichur for a shifcha kananis? As we have had parallels. You remember back in the first parak, we had the parallels between get isha and shtar shichur. We had on daf tes amad aleph tana rabbanan bishlosha drachim shavu gite nashim l'shichurei avadim. Right, that was an important yisod. The three parallels between get shichur and shichur eved, and the Gemara added on in the Daf Tesama base. What about this? What about that? There are some things off the list, but there are many parallels going back to the gzeira shava of lala meisha. So this Mishnah also says, how do you be meshachrer? So hari apachorin, hari avla atzmacha. So says the Gemara, Iskin Rav Yehuda Bishtar Zvini Da'avdi. Rav Yehuda was misakein. Whenever you sell an eved in the shtar, it should say as follows: Avda Denan Mutzdak La'Avdo. This eved is a total eved. Right, mutzdak la'avdo, is Rashi says, dino pasuk la'avdus. Right, there's no irur in the mechira. Don't think I don't have the rights to sell him. He is a total eved. Upatir va'atir min charurei. He is totally separated from any type of freedom. Again, emphasizing that he is able to be sold. Umin ilule, umin arure malka umalkasa. From any types of claims from the king, from the queen, from the government, there's no error. He's not muhtav lamalchus lehareg, right? In all these cases, if he was, it would be a mekatos. Virashum de inish lo isa ilavohi, right? And also, he doesn't have any, a simin, rashum de inish, a signet of any other person he doesn't have on him, right? Because Avadim used to wear signets, as we'll, Beshem, get back to in a minute. Umenuka mikomum, he doesn't have any type of major blemish that would be a problem to an Eved. Rashi says he's not an armed robber. List him mizuyim. He's not going to steal from you. Umin shchin dinafik. And he does not going to have any boils that are going to go out. Ad titztar chadis va'atik. Rashi explains there are certain types of boils that come out within every 2 years. And you can have a relapse. So he doesn't have any of that. Doesn't have any. If he does, then it's going to be a mekatos. But he commits that within the next 2 years, titzar is 2 years, he's not going to have any of this. Maya Suse, the Gemara adds in, by the way, how do you get healed from these boils? So Amar Abaya, this brings us back to the beginning of Misha Achzu, right? Amar Abaya, Ginbara umartacha v'kavrisa, you have ginger and sulfur, v'chala d'chamra umishcha d'zesa, some type of oil, and chala of chamra of wine, vinegar of wine, v'nitvik chivra, and then take it in a chibra of a shayfile v'gatfa da'abza and wipe it on with the feather of a goose. Okay, that's how you heal it. The Chassam Sofer just says, Meir, why is this here? Right, we need some reminders to the beginning of Misha Achzu. So why do we have to know how it is healed? Chassam Sofer says, maybe the point is that if you hadn't made the t'nai, then it's not a mekach toast because there is a way to heal. If you make the t'nai, then you're saying this Eved is not going to have boils for the next 2 years. He hasn't had it, and it hasn't been 2 years. And so maybe the Chassam Sofer says that the Gemara is telling us a halachic issue. That if you didn't have that, then this is the way to heal, and don't think it is a mum that is permanent. Good. So to note, the Gemara on this in this lashon that Rav Yehuda the Amora added on to make clear in the Shtar Shichrur. So one of the items mentioned was the Rashum De'inish. What is the Rashum De'inish? So Rashi says right here, Roshem Siman She'osin Al Ha'avadim Kidamrinan B'Meseches Shabbos. It's the signet of an Eved. An Eved used to wear a type of signet, the seal, and that was worn by Avadim. He doesn't have any other Rashim on him. If you remember, Rashi discussed this also in Maseches Shabbos, and the sugya is there of whether an Eved is allowed to go out with this Rashim on him. Is that considered a Beged, or is that considered a Masa? Right, that was the sugya in the sixth parak of Maseches Shabbos. And Rashi there said, it's called the Kavla D'Avda. Right, that was the language, the signet of an Eved. Rashi says there, Nun Zayinim Abezin Shabbos, Chosam She'osim La'Eved, Biksuso, Yasimin, like a Star of David. Right, that's what it basically is. Right, the Eved Biksuso, L'Simin Ochacha, as a Simin Shehu Eved. Right, that's what it is. That's the Kavla D'Avda. And the Gemara wondered whether that was a Masa or a Beged. The Archaim HaKadosh, at the end of Parsha Shlach, discusses the Kavla D'Avda in a totally different context. And Rav Soloveitchik as well, in the second volume of Reflections of the Rav, he talks about this, the Rashi at the end of Parsha Shlach, where Rashi quotes that, at the time of Makas Bechoros, right, he gets into on the Treles and the end of the end of Shlach, which is the Parsha of Vayomer. So Rashi there quotes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah of tzitzis and Treles at the time of Makas Bechoros. And it had to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the question that Rashi deals with, and the Archaim HaKadosh deals with, is what's the connection between the Treles and Tzitzis and Yetzias Mitzrayim? Right, that's not one of the mitzvahs that we usually connect to Yetzias Mitzrayim. But it's fascinating, if you think about it, right, why do we say the third parsha of Kriyat Shema every day? Why do we say it? Because of the last pasuk. Ani Hashem Elokeich Masher Atzis Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. There's a mitzvah d'araisa every day and night of our life to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. Once a year there's a mitzvah of Sifri Yitzias Mitzrayim, Leil Tesvav Nisan, but every single day and night of our lives, we have the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Is it counted as a separate mitzvah? Rov Rishon and the Rambam doesn't count it as a separate mitzvah. It's part of Kriya Shema. In any case, that's the mitzvah. So isn't it unusual that stuck at the end of the Parsha of Tzitzis is the mitzvah of Yitzias Mitzrayim? That's not usually one of the mitzvahs, even though there are many, as the Ramban talks about in Parsha's Bo. There are many mitzvahs that are Zechir Yitzias Mitzrayim. Tzitzis is usually not one of them. Right, you have the whole section of Tzitzis, and then you have Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Atzis Yisrael. What is the connection? Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, says Rav Soloveitchik, it's this Gemara in Shabbos, it's this Gemara in Gittin. Because we mistama in Mitzrayim, we wore some type of levush that identified us as avadim, as slaves. We wore a kavla da'avda in Mitzrayim. We wore some type of sigdei, rachmana litzlan. We don't have to think too far back in history to know when our enemies wanted to lower us and dehumanize us, so they put us into a certain type of levush. Or they wrote a number on us, whatever it is, just to take away our humanness, because we are avadim. So right when we were removed from that situation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a different Kavla Da'avda. And that's Tzitzis. Tzitzis is our Kavla Da'avda. It's not a lowering Kavla Da'avda. It is an uplifting Kavla Da'avda. The Tzitzis' purpose is L'mantizkir v'asisim is kol mitzvosai. It's to remind you of your lofty goals and obligations and responsibilities and opportunities that you have. That's what Tzitzis is. Remember, we mentioned from Revolbi, the unbelievable thought of how does Tzitzis remind us of all the mitzvahs? Tzitzis are like strings. It says, imagine, right, if somebody is drowning in the water and you throw them a life preserver. You throw them something like to grab onto. And with that, you can pull them back into the boat. We are here in this vast world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to climb up to Him. He throws us 613 life preservers. And that's what the symbol of the strings are of the tzitzis. They are the mitzvahs that we could grab onto and climb up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kaviyachol, that's what tzitzis is all about. And that's what Rav Soloveitchik says in, I'll read it to you from Reflections of the Rav. Upon achieving their freedom on the night of the Exodus, they defiantly removed these seals. In exchange, they were to wear a new seal, tzitzis with tcheles, indicating that henceforth they were to serve God, their new master. Right? It says that avadahem below avadim avadim, and then he quotes the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. It's the same idea of the connection between the Kavla Da'avda. Okay, so that's how you read this little Gemara about, oh, the Rashim De'inish. It's major. It's something very exciting on that one line and that Gemara right here that Rashi quotes from Shabbos Nunches. Okay, so now let's get back to the Mishnah here in Gittin Peivav. We've already quoted this Mishnah twice in the Masechta, but now we get to the place where the Mishnah actually is. Shlosha Gittin Psulim. There are three Gittin that are Psulim that you should not use. V'yim Nisseis Havlad Kasher. But if you did use them, if a woman did use them and got remarried after using these Gittin, so the Vlad is still Kasher, meaning it's not a Psul Ikuva. Right? She's divorced, Me'ikar Adin, but Midi Rabbanon, the Rabbanon told her not to use these Gittin. What are they? The three cases. Kasa B'Ksav Yadov Ein Olav Edim. If a husband wrote the get in his own hand, Ksav Yad, and there are no Edim, on this get. Yesh alav edim vein bosman. There are edim, but there's no date. Right? We learned in the earlier that the date of a daf yud zayin yud ches, the date is the rabbanan required for one of two reasons. Yesh bosman vein bo el eid echad. Or there is a date, but there's only one eid. So all these three cases, hare elu, shlosha gitim psulim, these are all pasul, not batel. Batel means totally batel daraisa. Pasul means pasul midrabanan. V'im nisei zavlad kasher, as we said, but if the woman gets remarried with these gitim, the vlad is kasher. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, afal pi shein alav edim, ela shein asur labifnei edim. Even if there are no edim on the get, but it was just given in front of Edim Kasher. This is Rabbi Eliezer Shita, Edei Mesira Karsi. Right? We've had many times already. Edei Mesira are the crucial ones. Rabbi Eliezer says, even if there are no Edei Chasima, but there are Edei Mesira, it is okay. V'govet mina chasim mishubadim. We'll have to see what this is going on. Pashas is going under Belazar. You could even be Gova Minichas Mishubadim from if there are Edim Asira. And then the Mishnah, Ead Shein HaEdim, Chos Menal again, Elam Abnei Tikkun HaOlam. Because Edim only sign on the get because they're Tikkun HaOlam. The Gemara in the fourth parak dealt with how does Rabbi Meir understand that line. It's Daraisa, it's not just Tikkun HaOlam. Maybe there was something that Rabbi Meir added on, even Midrabanan. Okay, so this is all the Mishnah. Two, three Ha'aris. First of all, Rashi. Rashi says this Mishnah, the Tanakhama of this Mishnah, is not like Rabbi Meir and not like Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Rabbi Eliezer is the safe of the Mishnah. So he can't be the Reish of the Mishnah. And number two, it can't be Rabbi Meir, says Rashi, because according to Rabbi Meir, you need Ede Chasima Karsi. And therefore, this Mishnah, says Rashi right here, must reflect a different opinion. Not Rabbi Meir and not Rabbi Eliezer. And Tosfos is very bothered by that. Tosfos says, we know throughout Shas, throughout this Masechta, there are two opinions. Whereas Tosfos not here. Tosfos is back on Daf Gimel Amabes. Tosfos discusses there, Shlosha Gittim Sulim, where this is the first time in the Masechta where this Mishnah is quoted. Tosfos says, it could be like Rabbi Meir. Ika Demuki Perak Basra Hach Masisak Rabbi Meir. And we'll see this, Be'ez Hashem, even though Rabbi Meir holds, also, if you're Mishane, the Vod is a Mamzer, Rabbeinu Tam says, Hach Ainu Taima Davlad Kasher, Rabbi Meir would agree, even though he says by other changes of what the rabbis required, it's Havlad Mamzer, as we've also had already, and we're going to have soon, Kol Matbeya Shetavach HaChamim, if he changed that Mamzer, but Rabbi Meir agrees that some of them are not. And therefore, it could be, by these three, it was built in when the Rabbanan made these requirements, but if you don't have it, the Vlad is not going to be a Mamzer. Right, that's the Tosfos on Daf Gimel Mabez against Rashi. Against Rashi, that the Mishnah can be like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Lazar is the Seifa, but the Mishnah can work out according to Rabbi Meir. Number one. Number two, the Note to be Yehuda, we discussed this way back at the beginning of the Masechta, discusses whether you need a Bezdin for Gerushin. There's no Gemaras explicitly, really, that tell us that. Do you need a Bezdin? You need Edim. You need a Bezdin. So, the Note of Yehuda just notes, I mean, he is a proponent of needing a Bezdin, but he does note that this Mishnah and many Gemaras sound like you do not need. Because, what's the whole issue here? There are no Edim. There are always Edim. There's a Bezdin witnessing the get. So, it just sounds like there's no Bezdin that's involved here. It sounds like there's only Edim, that's the Note of Yehuda, in Eben Ezer, Simin Kuf Yud Dalet. And one other Ha'ara, once we're talking about Ksav Yad, and this is in Yana Diyoma, the Gemara tells us in Meseches Megillah that Esther became Asura to Mordechai, Kasher Avadati, Avadati, because now she was going willingly to Achashverosh to save the Jews. Asks Tosfos there, why didn't Mordechai just give her a get? And then she'd be raped by Achashverosh, and then she'd be able to go back to Mordechai. Right? So why didn't he just give her a get? Be him Tomar. Amai lo hayim agarsha, v'tehemu teres lahachzirena. Tosfos, Tesvav ben Aleph in Megillah. V'yesh lomar. No. Lafisha, call Maisa haget to al pi edim. No. Get needs edim. V'haya yari pen yisparsim hadavar lamalchus. Esther was trying to keep her cover. And therefore, Esther were worried. If Mordechai gives a get with Edim, so then it is going to be bad because the word is going to get out. Ask the Rashba in Maseches Megillah, why don't you just give a Ksav Yad? Right? It says in our Mishnah, right? Ksav Yad without Edim also works as a get. So why do you give Ksav Yad? And there won't be Pirsum, and it'll all be good. Right? So why did he do that? That's the Rashba's Kasha. Why didn't you do that? So there are many answers to this. The Rashba does not give an answer. The Rashba leaves the Betzarachian. Why couldn't he give Ksav Yad? So if you look at the Chashuk Yechemet here, he discusses this the Shaila of the Rashba. He quotes a couple of answers. Whether maybe there are some Achronim. We haven't really discussed this. They quote the Lavush, right? The Lavush quotes the Get Mivina. What's the get mivina? What if a man gives a get to his wife, not because he wants to divorce her, but because he wants to prevent something? B'misha megarish his ishto me'ahava, mibnei ahavas mamon. He wants to give her a lot of money. O mibnei shu rotza lahatzila mitirdas v'hezek chalitza. So all of those cases, it's a huge chiddush, ein zeh get akoreis lagamri b'nish l'ishto. You're usher to your husband, but you're not mutter to the whole world. Right, which is, doesn't sound that way for many Gemaras, which sound like a lot of times people on their deathbed, Dafka want to give a get to their wife, so they don't become Zakuk Liyibim. But either way, so suggests Rebbe Yashin, based on this, oh, maybe Mordechai also, if he only did this to prevent the Isser Eishes Ish, and going back, maybe it wouldn't be a good get. But we don't pass him like that anyway. So that wouldn't be an acceptable case. So he goes through other answers based on to try to answer for that Rashba. Okay, whether Ksav Yad would work, whether because it's okay b'di'evet, does it become l'chadchila in the case of Shasat Chak? That's the issue here. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara B'suleka, these are the only Gittin psulim l'chadchila, but okay b'di'evet, b'suleka, but there are many others. Well, you could get Yashon. What about get Yashon, right, which we had last week? Get Yashon, he writes a get, that he has yichud with his wife after. So, hasam lo teitze, acha teitze. No, over there, if she would get married, we would allow her to stay remarried. Hachateitze. Here, we would make her get divorced. So says the Gemara. The children are not mamzerim, but we make her get divorced. So hani chalaman darma hachateitze. That works according to the opinion that says in our Mishnah we would make her get divorced. Elaman darma chaloteitze ma'ikel meimar. We'll see the machlokas better a little bit later. So the Gemara says no, there's still a difference. Hasam tidasi lechadchila. Over there, once a woman got divorced with a get yashan, we would allow her to get married lechadchila. Hacha di'evet, but here, we would not. Period. Next, v'ha'ikal get kireach. What about the get kireach? Remember the case where you have more folds than signatures? That's also no good lechadchila. Hasam avlad mamzer. No, over there, we would, because the vlad is a mamzer. That's why it's not on this list. Hacha avlad kasher. So ha'ni'ichal Rabbi Meir. That works according to Rabbi Meir, who says over there, the vlad is a mamzer. El l'rabbanan ma'ikal ha'meimar. Rameir only says it over there because Kala Mishanami Rabbeo Shatabachacham Mavlad Mamzer, as we've had Rabbi Meir. But according to Rabbanan, they're both not Mamzer. So Hasam Teitzi Acha Lo Teitzi. Same Chalik over there, Teitzi, and over here, Lo Teitzi. Ha Nichlamanda Amar Hacha Lo Teitzi. That's good according to that opinion, that she does not have to get divorced here. Elamanda Amar Hacha Teitzi Michael Amemar. So why isn't that on this list? Bimakusha Lo Kamairi. We're talking about regular gittin, not extra special gittin, makushar like the Kohanim give. V'yayika shalom malchus. This amud is a great chazara of many of the mishnayos we've had recently. What about the case of shalom malchus? You have to write the right date and the shalom of the malchus. If you write the wrong one again, hasam teitzi, achalo teitzi. Another chilek. Kani chalamandamar hachalo teitzi. El alamandamar teitzi ma'ikel meimar. What's the difference between our case and shalom malchus? So, muki la kid Rabbi Meir. We can be mokim that Mishnah like Rabbi Meir. V'hasam avlan mamzer hacha avlan kasher. Also, there can be a chilek between that case and our case. Period. Okay, so we finished all the ones that are not listed on the, in the Mishnah. I'm sorry, by the way, I forgot. I just quoted from the Mishnah Dav Gimel. I see right now the little Tosfos here, Shlosha Gittin Psulin, he references what he says over there. Mashapirish Bakutris, that the Mishnah is not like Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Meir, a Nira. Right, so he references over here in the little Tosfos what he wrote earlier, what they wrote earlier. Okay. Minyan de Reish Lamute Mai, Minyan de Seif Lamute Mai. Why do you have to have numbers in our Mishnah? We could count. We know it's three. What do you have to start off and end off with saying three Gittin? So, Minyan de Reish Lamute Hani de Amran. The counting, the minion of the Reisha, excludes all the ones that we just mentioned, right? As we explained why they're not in the Mishnah. Minyan de Seif Lemute, the minion of the Seif is excluding the following case. Ha de Tanya, ha maybe get me Medina Sayam. Vinas Nula, remember the first two prakim discussed? Befani Nechla, Befani Nechta. A man brings a get from Medina Sayam, he gives it to her, Velo Amar. Befani Nechla, Befani Nechta. He didn't say it. He should have said it. He didn't say it. Yotzi v'havlad mamzer. Div Rabbi Meir. That's the original case we discussed about Rabbi Meir. That anybody who changes what the rabbi said to do in Gittin, the vlad is a mamzer. And remember we said, most assume that's mamzer midrabanan. There's a Pnei Yeshua that says mamzer daraisa. But that's Rabbi Meir. V'chachavimomer made a vlad mamzer. The Chacham said no. The vlad is not a mamzer. Case that Yaseh, just give it again. Yitzlenu heimeno v'yachzer v'yitzenelo b'fnei edim v'yomar b'fnei nechtav u'b'fnei nechtam. So that's the case that's excluded from our Mishnah, that the child is not a mamzer against Rabbi Meir. Good. Kasev b'ksav yodo v'yinel avedim. If a husband writes a get in his own hand, ksav yad, and there are no edim. So that's a discussion in Dini Mamanis also. But here we're discussing it in Gittin. Amarav ksav yodo shaninu. Rav made a statement about our Mishnah. Dafka ksav yad. Ksav yad shaninu, that is what is the case that works. So, ahai, what is Rav referring to? What's the case where he says, Ksavyat ilema resha pshita, ksavyat oktani? He can't be making a comment about the first case, right? There are three cases. He can't be commenting about the first case, because that's what the Mishnah says. Ksavyat works. So ve'ela, what's the next choice? Amitziyasa. The middle case says that there are edim and there's no date. Harayish lav edim. That doesn't have the status of ksavyat. Ksavyat means it's an IOU, or an I did something without witnesses. So Rav can't be commenting on the middle case, so Ella a Seifa. He must be referring to the Seifa, meaning the third case that says, Yesh bo zman ve'ein bo Ella eid echad, where the Mishnah was machsher eid echad, that must only be the dafka ksav yadova eid. We only would allow one eid if it was written in his own hand. Ksav yado, and one eid, that would work. Avo ksav sofer va'eid lo, but if the sofer wrote it and then it only has one eid on it, then it would not work. The Vlad would be a mamzer in that case, because that would not be a good get. That's what Rav's saying. In case number three, when it says one eid is good enough, that's only if it's b'ksav yad. Asks Rashi, but what do you mean? Case number one tells us that there's ksav yad without any eid. So of course if there's one eid, it will be good. If there's no edim, it's good. So Rashi explains, no, you might have thought, if you only had case number one, that it's all okay bidi eved, but if you would have one aid, she could get married l'chadchila. The chiddush of case number three is, even if there's one aid, she cannot get married l'chadchila. Good. Well, that's Rav. Ushmuel Amar, that's the top Rashi over here. Ushmuel Amar, afiluk sav sofer v'ei, no. He argues, even if the sofer wrote it, one aid, that would be okay. Shari Shaninu. After all, we learned in the earlier ksa, and also later, but we'll get into this tomorrow again, ksav sofer ba'eid kasher. Right, the Mishnah says, and the way Shmuel understands, if the sofer writes, and one aid kasher. So you see, even the ksav sofer. So for Rav, midami, Rav would say, no, there's a big difference. Hasam, tirasa l'chadchila. There, even l'chadchila, she could get remarried with it. Why? As the Gemara there explains, Rav understands ksav sofer over there as chasam sofer. Not only did the sofer write it, but he signed it. So there's really two witnesses. The sofer signature and one other signature. That's why that's okay l'chadchila. Hacha di'evet, here we're talking about a b'di'evet situation, and the b'di'evet situation only works if he wrote it with one eight. Ushmuel lo kasha. And Shmuel would say, no, there's another difference. Ha b'safra de'muvuk, ha b'safra de'lo muvuk. We assume that over there we would allow l'chadchila even if the sofer wrote it, even without signing it. Because people know that a sofer mufak, an expert sofer, would not write it unless everything was good and proper. Fine. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. V'cheinam Rabbi Yochanan also holds like Rav. Amalei Rabbi Elazar, harayesh alav edim. But one second. Right, but there are edim. Rabbi Elazar thought that Rabbi Yochanan is talking about the middle case. So he says, what do you mean? You hold like Rav. There are edim. Amalei Asefa. No, I'm like we understood with Rav. I'm commenting on the Seifa. Period. So now we get to the machlokas that was referred to earlier. Zimnim amar Rav teitze, zimnim amar Rav lo teitze. Sometimes Rav said, in our case, what does our Mishnah say? It's a pasul get, but the children are okay. But it does not say anything about whether we would make the woman get divorced. So that's what's not clear. Sometimes Rav said teitze, sometimes Rav said lo teitze. Ha keitzad, what do you mean? Yesh labanim, if there are children from the second marriage, lo teitze, we don't make them get divorced, because people are going to start talking about the kids, that they're mamzerim, that's why it wasn't a good marriage. Ein labanim, teitze, but if she doesn't have any children yet, then we would force her to get divorced. The Rambam, when he quotes this halacha, the Rambam in Girish and Perek Yud Halacha Beis, he says, even in the case of Lo Teitze, you make her get a new get. That's the Rambam Shita right here, Perek Yud. He says, Lo Teitze, Vahavlad Kasher. I'll start from the beginning. He says, L'chadchila lo tinasi, v'imnisseis lo teisi, v'avad kasher, v'kosvin la get acher kasher, v'nosdin la v'hitachas baila. Unusual. All the achronim, the arsameach here wonders, if you say that she could stay married, so what are you writing a new get for? Right? Then you're basically saying it wasn't a good get. If it wasn't a good get, then how could she stay married? So the arsameach somehow discusses that really she could stay married because it was like ones, that she didn't know she couldn't get married with this type of get. But you still want to make sure that she's fully married in the halachic realm, therefore you want to write a new one. But that's an interesting Rambam. Yud Paragid Halacha Beis, even by Lo Teisei, you'd make them have a new get. So fine. Masev Mar Zutra Bar Tuvia. The Gemara asks a question 1 minute, but the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Yevamis, the Kulan Shal Yevam Safek Gerushin, Kiddushin Safek Gerushin. In all the cases where, remember Yevamis, there's a case of Tsaras Erva. First Mishnah in Yevamis, right? So if a man dies and one of the women are Asura Mishum Erva to the brother, then they're all off the hook. What if that Tsaras Erva was Safek married to the brother? Right, wasn't, if she was Vade married, then all these other women are free. If she was not married, then all these women have to do Yimur Chalitza. What if she was Safek married? So now you don't know what to do. Right, V'kumlan Shoyaban Safek Kiddushin or Safek Gerushin, Harei L'chozos Lomas Yamos. You do Chalitza in that case, just in case. Ketzat Safek Kiddushin. What's the case of Safek Kiddushin? Zorak La Kiddushin, Safek Karev La, Safek Karev Lo, Zeo Safek Kiddushin. You're not sure? Safek Gerushin? Kasa b'ksav yado vein alav edim. Yesh alav edim vein bozman. Yesh bozman vein bo ele ed echad. Hari zeh safek gerushin. Our three cases are quoted in the Mishnah in Yevamis as being cases of safek gerushin. And what does the Gemara there say? You treat it as a safek, you make the co-wives do chalitza. Says the Gemara, the e amrit lo teitze, but if you say in these situations she would be able to stay married, you know what that's going to make people think? That they're really married, if they don't have to get divorced. And if they're really married, so then what's going to happen? Then when this man dies, those women are not going to do anything, because they're going to think that the marriage is a real marriage, and that's their tsaras erva, and tsarasa asa liyibume. And then the rules of suffix, of just covering yourself, wouldn't be followed. So the Gemara says, "Disyamim ein b'kachlum." It's really chashash derabanani because the whole midah raisa that these gittin are good gittin. So therefore, the whole thing is chashash derabanan, and therefore there's really no worry. Period. Okay, now we get to some other opinions. Levi Amar la'olam lo teitze. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yochanan la'olam lo teitze. V'chein Amar lahu Rabbi Yochanan l'bnei Rabbi Chalafta d'minhuna hachi Amar Avuchan. This is what your father said. La'olam lo teitze. Right, they can stay married. And once I'm quoting you things that your father said, the kartzis sheba amir eni poena posel v'mechatas. Totally halacha, doesn't have to do with us. What does that mean? The halacha is that you have to use special pure water to mix in with the ashes of the paraduma in order to create the mechatas to sprinkle with. But it has to be water that there was no malacha ever done to it. If an animal drank from the water, so we assume that when animals drink, some of it slobbers back down into the pot, into the cup, and that's going to possle all the water. But what's saying be said here, kartzis sheba amir, this type of fly, it doesn't dribble back. The kartzis sheba amir that's with amir, ain't a posel mechatas. If that fly drinks from the mechatas, it does not possle it. Okay, my kartis amar abaya di davta de bene kipe. This type of fly that's doesn't passel. Once we're on this little topic, masav Rav Dania barav katina. But 1 minute, didn't we learn in Para kol haofos psula b'mechatzas? All birds that drink from the water passel and mechatzas. Pashas because it's considered malacha done, right? Because it slobbers back in. Chutz ben ayona mepnei shemotzetzes. A yona sucks it up and doesn't drop any. So v'emisa, but if the kartzis also nisni chutz miyona v'kartzis, it should say the kartzis too in the Mishnah in Maseches Para. So Gemara says lo psikole. It didn't mention it because it's not clear. De gedola lo pasla. De ketana pasla. Only the older ones know how to suck it up without dripping any, but the small ones do drip. Viad kama, so what's big, what's small? Amravir, mavitem, rav ami, ad kizayas. Up to kizayas, if it's smaller than a kizayas, then it's considered small, and it would pasla the mechatas, and bigger, then it gets mature, and it wouldn't pasla the mechatas. So, this is halach in Paraduma, but it does have ramifications for Netilas Yadayim. Right, well, am I allowed to use water that a dog drank from for Netilas Yadayim? Am I allowed to use that? The Har Tzvi, Rav Tzvi Pesach, has a tshuva in Arachayim. He talks about the times of the siege of Yerushalayim, when water was given out and it was very hard to come by. He says there was one family that got a bunch of water and they put it in their bathtub, and then all of a sudden one of their neighbors came in without permission and like used it for Netilas Yadayim. And now they dumped it in there, and now all of their water might be ruined to use. So he goes through. Do you apply the principle of Ein Adam Ozer Dovar Shena Shelo by Netilas Yadayim? Or do you say, no, this is a metzias. It's like putting chicken soup into milk. He goes back and forth, whether it's, and then he goes into, maybe it's batel, right? If it's only a little water, maybe batel. What do you mean batel? Because he notes that by paraduma, it has a higher standard. There's not going to be any bittel here, even just a little bit. But by netzilas yadayim, you would say bittel. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Samach, in Hilchos netzilas yadayim, mayim sheshasu mehen matarnagolim. Water that chickens drank from. Osha lakak mehem hakelev. Or a dog licked from. Yesh mi sheposel. Some say pasel. Some say pasel. Why? Because you, right? Mishnah Berurah. Did midaminan lemayim shel paras chatas. Did nifsalin b'shtias behem achayev ha'of. Chutz miyona. We know that Gemara. V'yesh befarshim shamatam yishim malacha v'gulu. And then the Shulchan Aruch, though, says, v'ein dvarav nirin. Right? We paskin v'ein dvarav nirin. Why? Don't compare. Don't compare. Mishnah Berurah. The davka b'paras chatas nifselas b'malacha called to who? The gam kol rishon svirlu d'lochashim malacha gam b'paras chatas. There's other reasons. Hesachadas. Meaning, the problem doesn't apply to netilas yadayim. Ela bein be'elu bein b'kol shar behem achai v'of. Yesh lahachshir. The Shulchan Aruch says, we are machshir. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that maybe certain animals are disgusting in people's eyes, so you shouldn't use them mishum mius, like dogs and pigs. He quotes, but b'shas atzchak, you can definitely rely on the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, here we go. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar Omer, afal pi v'chulu. Right, even though there are no edim, the edim asira is good. So the rest of the Yambud is just a question of psak. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, alacha, k'Rabbi Elazar, begitin. Right, we discussed this also way back on Daf Dalet where this line was quoted. We hold like Rabbi Elazar that edim asira are the crucial edim by Gittin. Kiamrite gamid Shmuel, Amar af bishtaretz. Or Shmuel says, even by shtaretz we hold like him. V'rav savar bishtaretz lo. Rav does not say that way. V'haktani, it says in our Mishnah. V'govet midachasim mishubadim. Rabbi Elazar says that. Mishubadim is shtaros. So Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar tarti Amar. Rabbi Elazar said it by both. V'rav savar kavasi b'chadu, polikali b'chadu. Rav held like him by Gittin and not by Shtaris. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi Amar Bishoy Ben Levi. Halacha Rabbi Elazar b'Gittin. Rabbi Yanai Amar Afilu Reach HaGet Ein Bo. The opposite. Rabbi Yanai says, no, if there's Edi Mesira and no Edi Chasima, there's no even a little bit Reach HaGet as we've had. It's nothing. Meaning we don't pass like Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yanai less later Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yanai does not hold of him. Doesn't hold Edi Mesira, okay? So Hachi Kamar. L'Rabbanon Afilu Reach HaGet Ein Bo. No, he's saying, according to the ones who argue on Rabbi Elazar, so then it would be nothing without Edi Chasima. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina Amar Yish Lakesh Alach HaGet Rabbi Elazar Begitin. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Reach HaGet Ein Bo. Lema Rabbi Yochanan Lesley Rabbi Elazar. Same thing. Hachi Kamar. L'Rabbanon Afilu Reach HaGet Ein Bo. The Rabbanon, who argue on Rabbi Elazar, would say it's not significant at all. Shalach le Rabbi Abba bar Zavda lemari bar Mar, boy mine me Rav Huna, go ask Rav Huna, halacha Rabbi Elazar begitin o ein halacha, adahachi noach nafshe de Rav Huna, Rav Huna died before they got to ask him. Amar le Rabba brei, hachi amar Abba mishmei, de Rav or de Rav, but the Rav Huna's son said, but this is what my father said, halacha Rabbi Elazar begitin. And the rabbis that are experts in halacha, who we'll see who that is, Mishum Rabbeinu, Amru Halacha, Rabbi Elazar Begitin, quoted Rav, Halacha, Rabbi Elazar Begitin, Tamar Rav Chaim Bagruya, that's Bekiyin B'Dvar Halacha, Amar Rav, Halacha, Rabbi Elazar Begitin, Ika da Amre, V'chavei Reinu, Abekiyin B'Dvar Halacha, V'talmidei Rabbeinu, Mishum Rabbeinu, Amru Halacha, Rabbi Elazar Begitin. Okay, different version. Tamar Rav Chizda, Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav, Halacha, Rav Elazar Begitin. V'chein ki Yazar Rav, Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Rav, Halacha, Rav Elazar Begitin. Right, so you have all of these different maimers. It is interesting that it says here, those that are Bekiyin B'Dvar Halacha. That's mashma, that maybe there are those that are not Bekiyin B'Dvar Halacha. This is interesting, Ramah, in Yoredeya, Reish Mem Beis. Ramah in Yoredeya, Reish Mem Beis discusses this idea of Bekiyin B'Dvar Halacha in the context of Rebbe Muvak. In Reish Mem Beis, Sif Lamed, in the Halachas, Hilchas Talmud Torah and Hilchas Psak, fascinating Ramah. The Ramah says, Kol Eilu Advarim, Sha'amarnu, Shetzarech Lachabid Bohem as Rabbo, Lo Amr Elab Rabbo Muvak, Rov Chachmasim Imanu. Special Halachas about Rabbo Muvak. Aval, I'm sorry, Elab Rabbo Muvak, Dahainu, Sherov Chachmasim Imanu, Imikra, Mikra, Imishnah, Mishnah, Imgemara, Gemara. Whoever you learn most of your chachma from, you have to treat as a rabbo muvhak, with all the proper behavior. Rama ubi yamim elu ikur harabanus eino talui b'misha limdo hapilpul v'chilukim shenoagim v'hem b'zman hazeh rak b'misha lamdu p'sak ha'alacha v'ha'iyun v'ha'emidu al ha'emes v'ha'yosher. Quoting the Maharik, the ikur rabanus out there today, Rama says, you gotta know halacha. Got no halacha. That's the Rama in Yaradeh. But there are many sources relating to the issue of halacha. It's a beautiful discussion in Rav Avadya, in the Havdama to the first volume of Yabia Omer. He discusses the importance of learning halacha. He says, I've met many great Talmidei Chachamim that don't know Shulchan Aruch. He says, you have to know. He says, you have to learn Kachem Ataris, but not first. He says, there are yeshivas out there that only learn Kachem Ataris. He says, I don't understand. He says, okay, that's going to be halacha l'maase in the future. But he says, no. He says, let me, v'lasok b'halachas anedrashas midei kol Rabbi Yisrael. Uma ma'od yesh lehitztaer. I've seen so many unbelievable bachurei Yisrael. Hamavalim kol zmanem rak bepilpulim shel hevel. Strong words. Mi beli lahavchin im yikonu devreim al pi halacha v'asvara yishara v'chaval ma'od al kishrono seyem ha-mazhirim shahaya efshar l'natzlam l'yadiyas v'liban halacha u'bayot aktualiyot. These could be great poskim. But he says they're using their time. He says, he's a very strong lashon. He says, I would apply on them ozvim chaye olam v'oskim b'chaye shah. That's what he applies to those who are learning lamdis and don't know any halacha. And he quotes the Meiri. The Meiri quotes, Ki ra'inu talmidei chachamim sheyediasam gedola b'talmud v'yafal pikin enam yodam l'chavim shmua achas l'halacha ulamasha ra'ui l'horos. V'chulu v'kama muchzakim l'bekiyim b'chadri ha'torah u'kshvar ra'ul yodam av ha'pesach enam motzim. So he says you have to do what you can to know halacha. You have to know everything. You have to know, and he quotes the Rosh Neir Zalman, he quotes others, he says, you have to know everything, but first, you have to know Shabbos, you have to know Tefillah, you have to know, he says, you can't just know Ksos and Nesivis, and you have to know everything. So that's our job in life, to be Beki and Bedivar Halacha, and Beki in all areas of Halacha. But again, even in a Gemara, you have sometimes people who are Oker Harim, here you have those who are, obviously not everybody was Beki in B'Dvar Halacha. If Rav Chama Bar Gurya was called the Beki in B'Dvar Halacha. But again, it's our job to know Halacha, we have to know what to do, and also appreciate the Halacha in order to also emphasize the beauty of the Halacha behind what we do. Okay, we'll stop here. B'ezras Hashem, we'll continue the next Mishnah as we continue the march. A few more days, 4 more days to Maseches Gittin.